This is Christopher Perrin with InsideClassicalEd.com. What follows is an interview with James K.A. Smith, author of Desiring the Kingdom, Worship, Worldview, and Cultural Formation. In this particular clip, Jamie Smith outlines some of the difficulties or challenges or problems with a worldview approach to education. Here's Jamie Smith.
So I have some mild, friendly criticisms of Christian education that is framed in terms of a worldview. Not because I think it's wrong, but because I think it's insufficient. So if what has tended to happen with worldview language, and I don't think it has to go this way, but what has tended to happen is worldview has become a code for just naming a certain system of Christian beliefs. A nexus of Christian ideas and doctrines. And if you think that an education then is just the dissemination of that sort of system of beliefs, my concern is that your education's not going to touch the affective core where our passions and longings and loves are, which is what really drives so much of our being in the world. So my worry about the worldview approach is not that it's mistaken, but that it's inadequate. And if you just think a Christian education is getting the right Christian ideas in students' heads, not that there's anything wrong with that, but you need more than that if it's actually going to be formative. Because an education that's going to be formative has to be grabbing us at our gut, in our heart. And that is going to involve getting hold of students in ways that can't always be articulated. There's something inarticulable about catching the Christian story. And this is why I think part and parcel of that kind of approach to education is a significant place and role for, say, Christian worship and Christian liturgical practices. Because there's a way in which the story of God reconciling the world to himself in Christ is carried in Christian worship practices in a way that is irreducible and implicit, that we can articulate to some degree, but there's also a kind of know-how that you're absorbing there at this gut level that you can never quite put into words. And I think that's important. I think that governs our relationship to the world more than we might think. So in Desiring the Kingdom, for instance, I make a distinction between knowledge and understanding. This is actually drawing on Canadian philosopher Charles Taylor. Knowledge is exactly that kind of articulated, explicit, you know, propositionalized aspects of Christian faith. And clearly we can do that. That's what Christian doctrine is. That's even what the creeds are in some ways. But there is then this more inchoate, tacit understanding of Christian faith that we absorb in spiritual disciplines, in Christian practices, in worship, that is just as, and sometimes I would even say more important than that. And you can't get it any other way. You can't just read the books that summarize the doctrines and absorb that understanding of the Christian faith. In fact, I think there's an analogy to be drawn here between liturgy and literature. And if you ask me what T.S. Eliot's Four Quartets means, any paraphrase I give you of that, it's not flying off into la-la land. I mean, it's still connected and it might be helpful in understanding, but it's never going to be the equivalent of absorbing the experience that is that poem. And I think in the same way, we can summarize the Christian faith and articulate it in propositions and doctrines and beliefs, but that will never be the same as kneeling to receive the Eucharist. There's something implicit and tacit in that know-how that I think is irreducible and shapes our understanding of the world in ways that we sometimes underappreciate.
James K.A. Smith on the challenges of mere worldview education. Additional clips of this interview with James K.A. Smith can be found on the web at InsideClassicalEd.com.